biggest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. It's 105 and 72 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News being brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. A look at your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in just a few moments. Good news for sports fans in central Minnesota who like to gather with friends over a beer. Ultimate Sports Bar and Grill owner Tom Frerich says he plans to rebuild after the April 6th fire that destroyed his business.
It just made more sense for me financially to first and foremost rebuild on the existing site. And with all fairness, it's what I know, it's what I've done, and it's really where your heart and passion is.
Frerich says the layout of the bar will be the same, with a larger bar area on the main floor and expanded patio outside to the west. Now, some new features will likely be included, such as removable windows on the dining floor, an axe-throwing pit and game room, and larger kitchen. Frerich says the plan is to break ground September 1st and be open by March 1st. Demolition of the destroyed bar, that gets underway on Monday. University of Minnesota leaders have mapped out a plan to reopen classrooms, dormitories, and other common spaces this fall amid the coronavirus outbreak. The Board of Regents endorsed the plan yesterday and is expected to vote in July. The reopening plan includes some physical distancing, COVID-19 monitoring, testing, and isolation. Each of the university's five campuses would adjust their instructional calendars to start the semester early and end classroom instruction by Thanksgiving. University Provost Rachel Croson, says the school has sufficient COVID-19 testing capabilities and enough space to isolate anyone who becomes ill. There will be dedicated spaces in residence halls and off-campus hotels for those under quarantine. Two people hurt in a crash in Elk River yesterday afternoon. It happened on Highway 169 around 3 p.m. The Minnesota State Patrol says a compact SUV was heading south on Highway 169 when it lost control and left the roadway. The driver, 47-year-old Janet Iden, and her passenger, 15-year-old Shaylin Work, were taken to Princeton Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And work on Highway 10 south of St. Cloud gets underway Monday. Lane closures between Becker and Big Lake will take place Monday through Thursday for the next 2 weeks. You should expect additional time to get through that corridor or plan an alternate route accordingly.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Clearwater, plenty of sunshine this afternoon. Winds out of the northeast at 8 to 15 miles an hour. Should see the high temperature top out around 74 today. Tonight, clear skies continuing overnight. A low of 47 degrees and winds becoming easterly at 8 to 15. For your Saturday, skies will be partly cloudy once again. A high of 74 once again. And this time, easterly winds at about 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55 degrees as winds become southeasterly. On Sunday, a little warmer, 79 and sunny. Southeasterly winds at 10 to 15. Monday, 88 and cloudy. Tuesday, 93 with cloudy skies. And Wednesday, low 90s continuing. Partly cloudy skies, but also a chance for some scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. Right now, it's 73 degrees. For more St. Cloud area news, weather, and sports, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.